John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions for the next 30 minutes. That verse of scripture is straight from the Psalms. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know what all times means? It means all times. All kinds of weather. When it's sunny, when it's rainy, when it's calm, when it's stormy, when things are going just the way you want it, and things are going miserably. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, even when life does not make sense. God has not lost control of our lives. He wants us to trust Him. His presence is very near. I love this verse in Psalm 33, verse 18. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him, on those whose hope is in His unfailing love. And the Lord is our strength. If you are considering giving up on life, that's precisely what Satan would have you do. Give up on God, who seems to have lost control of your circumstances. But God knows what He's doing. Don't leave His protection. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Establish your foundation not on fluctuating emotions, but on the authority of the written Word of God. And that Word of God says that Jesus promised never to leave us. That's how the Gospel of Matthew closes. After giving us the story of Jesus, His birth, His ministry on earth, His death, His resurrection, that whole Gospel story closes with this verse in the very last chapter, last verse of Matthew. Go therefore and make disciples, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Praise God. When your faith is severely shaken, where do you go to find a new set of values and beliefs? While searching for something more reliable in which to believe, you will discover that there is no other name, no other God to whom you can turn. The prophet Isaiah declared, and it's recorded in the 54th chapter of his book, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. Oh, I wish we had eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart that could comprehend God's great love for us. Even among the billions of people that populate this planet, the Lord knows you. He knows me. He knows where we came from, where we're going, and what we're doing here. He knows all the nice, beautiful, wonderful things that have happened to you, and He knows all the hurts and setbacks and upsets and everything else that's happened. And furthermore, the Bible says God cares. He not only knows about us, but He cares and He loves. And if this isn't love, then heaven is a myth. But praise God, this is love. This is love, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
He left the splendor of heaven, knowing His destiny was the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down His life for me. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry. There's no star in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly. If that isn't heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this. If that isn't love, even in death He remembered the thief hanging by His side. He spoke love and compassion, then He took him to paradise. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry. There's no star in the sky,
Most breathtaking concepts in all of Scripture is the revelation that God knows each of us personally and that we are in His mind both day and night. David marveled at this. In Psalm 8 he said, "What is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?" And I think that our peace of mind and the ability to overcome fears and anxiety has a lot to do with how much we really believe this. I mean, if you really believe that God loved you, and you really believe that God cares, and that you are on His heart and in His mind, you wouldn't fret nearly as much as you do, and you wouldn't worry about things nearly as much as you do. Anyway, the Lord allows things to happen to us, things that will test our faith and strengthen the spiritual fiber of our beings. I believe that. Nothing touches us but what first touches the heart of God. And we know the scripture that says, "For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." You know, I'm not talking about people who could care less about the things of God. I'm talking about people who have a heart for God. They really want the Lord. And the will of their soul is bent toward heaven, even amid all their imperfections and coming short of God's glory and what He wants us to be. Yet the bent of our soul is toward heaven, and we have a heart for God. Well then, by faith we can claim all these beautiful promises and know that everything that touches your life, God has a hand in it. And if we will bless His name at all times and praise Him and know that behind all of this is the loving heart of a compassionate Heavenly Father, then we're just going to believe that everything's going to turn out all right. Now, if someone is a sinner, he can't tap into those promises. They don't belong to him. The promises of God in Christ are yea and amen to those who love the Lord. But that can change right now. If you're a sinner and you don't know Christ as Savior, right now you can humble your heart before God and say, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I don't want to be an outsider. I want to be a part of the family of God. I want God to be my Heavenly Father. I want to be His son, His daughter, so that I too may lay claim to all those promises given to those who love the Lord, and heaven's peace may fill my heart and soul to overflowing in Jesus' name." And if you will pray like that, Christ the Lord will come into your heart right now. His reason in leaving heaven and coming to earth to die on the old rugged cross, He had you in mind. He had me in mind. And let's praise Him for that, and let's respond to His love, and then claim all the promises in God's Word given to those who love the Lord. Do you love Him with all your heart? Do you love Him? Oh, I hope so.
For what earthly reason would the heavenly Father send down His Son to suffer rejection and pay for crimes He had not done? For what let Him hang on a tree? I wept with the answer that one earthly reason was.
Thought the sun had come to stay, and all too soon it went away, and in its place the storm clouds came, and with the clouds there came the rain. It rained so hard and oh so long, but midst the storm I felt the calm. It was your touch that brought me through it all. Without your help I'd surely fall. Oh Lord, you know I need a brand new touch. My strength from yesterday is gone, but if you'll give me, Lord, another touch, I'll have the strength to carry on. Oh yes, today has come and gone, and now a new day's coming on. I do not know what it may bring. My heart may cry instead of sing. It matters not what comes my way, but if you'll touch me new each day, your loving touch drives all my fears away. Close by your side I want to stay. Oh Lord, you know I need a brand new touch. My strength from yesterday is gone, but if you'll give me, Lord, another touch, I'll have the strength to carry on. I think I just want to pray for you right now. I tell you what, I'll pray for you and you pray for me, and together let's receive that brand new touch that the Lord wants to give us. Oh God, we are convinced of the fact that you are not reluctant to bless your people. You may tarry and cause us to keep praying and longing and crying out to you, but it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom and to bless us. If we don't receive the answer today, may we keep praying, and perhaps tomorrow. If not tomorrow, perhaps the next day, but surely it shall come and not tarry. The Lord will fulfill all of his promises that say, whoever hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Lord, we believe that. And if we are not filled today, We know it's our own fault, our own lack of faith and believing, our own lack of consecration, our own lack of persistence and prayer, because we know it is your will to bless your children. Fill us today. Give us that brand new touch. Oh, what a healing Jesus we have in you. And we thank you and we praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
When walking by the sea, come and follow me.
I've enjoyed being with you. My time is gone. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening to Morning Devotions. Have a good day. God bless you.